Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Aspen Pharmacare is die grootste farmaseutiese maatskappy op die vasteland nou. Die groep se wortels strek langer as 170 jaar terug en die groep het begin as 'n enkele apteek in Port Elizabeth. Vandag besit die groep 24 vervaardigingsaanlegte en doen sake in 115 lande reg oor die wêreld. Nou Aspen het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde Junie bekend gemaak. Die omset was basies onveranderd op 35 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste was 20% laer op 2,8 miljard rand, hoewel die genormaliseerde wesensverdienste met 10% tot 5,2 miljard rand gestyg het en die direksiete dividend van R2,32 per aandeel verklaar. Nou die genormaliseerde wesensverdienste sluit wesenlike herstruktuurering kuriëringskoste en ook ander nie-kontant items in. Sean Capazzario is die finansiële hoof van Aspen. Sean, thank you so much for your time tonight. This is a complex set of results, especially due to the restructuring impairments and exchange rate losses. The share price did drop by 8% shortly after the announcements. But how do you think shareholders should look at the performance?
Yeah, I think from our perspective, a really good performance. I think if you look at this, and I'll come back to the, let's call it the restructuring cost and the impairment cost. And obviously in that same bucket, we've also got to put the capital profit on sell. But those are all sort of, let's call them non-trading items for want of a better word. If you put all of those aside, we've had a really good year. If I look at the overall business, our revenue was flat. Although the revenue was flat, our commercial pharma business grew turnover 5% and our manufacturing dropped. If you recall, we did lose that contract last year and that revenue drop is embedded in the revenue numbers. But when you get down to our normalized EBITDA, there we've grown at 14% with commercial pharma growing 13% and manufacturing growing at 21%. So a good profit performance from both, and with a sort of steady level of debt and then obviously expunging that debt at the end of the year. And I'll come back to that foreign exchange, because in our normal books, we actually had a foreign exchange gain this year, last year a loss. So we had that benefit on our finance cost line, which all then contributed to earnings from a normalized perspective growing 28% year on year, which is well in line with what we guided the market. So really our performance was very aligned to the market. Quickly to that foreign exchange thing, I think that's more an accounting thing. That's when you take your balance sheet and you've got to revalue it at the closing rates. And obviously the rand last year was a lot weaker than this year. So when you revalue all of that, it doesn't go through your normal income statement. It goes through what they call other comprehensive income. That's not really something that you should be looking at all. It's a below-the-line accounting entry that only the accountants will understand. But certainly from a normalized trading perspective, we've had a really good year. And then obviously, on top of that, we ended the year, the first time in, I think, Aspen's history, ended the year with net cash. Very strong free cash flow generation this year. And obviously, we had the APAC divestment as well.
But, you know, listening to that, it's complicated. A lot of balls are in the air. And Aspen has been through a bit of a roller coaster ride over the past few years. Have you now completed the restructuring and the sale of assets to have a one consolidated group looking forward?
If I look at commercial pharma, I think we're pretty much in a very stable state. We've obviously got the GLP-1 growth engine that's been driving us, and obviously the generic growth engine that we've also launched, and then hopefully we'll be launching in Canada as our first market. I think commercial pharma, we're in a very good space. We've gone through a period where we restructured our China business. There's a little bit more work to be done there, but overall in a very good shape. On the manufacturing side, yeah, all the heavy lifting has been done in our sterile facilities. So this year, you saw the early benefits of the cost savings coming through. Obviously, you always do pick up the restructuring costs along the way, but those are one-off in nature and would not impact us going forward. And that's why if you look at our guidance for the new year, we've guided that our manufacturing profits will more than double next year and be the key driver of growth in the new year. You're going to get the annualized benefit of those cost savings. And we're also seeing volume start to pick up in the manufacturing business. So manufacturing, I think, is in a good place based on the restructure. And then on the commercial pharma side, we're going to have the organic growth. And then you've got the GLP-1 engine that can be additive as well.
Yeah, that's the weight loss drug, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And that is, of course, big business around the world. How is it performing for Aspen?
Yeah, look, I think if I sort of split it into two, if you remember, we did get the distributorship from Lilly, which is the largest pharmaceutical company in the world in terms of market cap. They've got the leading product there called Mounjaro. And so we were able to launch that last year. I think we did a turnover of just around 300 million. I think we guided the market that we do more than 1 billion rand this year. We've exceeded that guidance. Very strong performance from Mounjaro. that's looking very positive, and the opportunity is to now launch that Mounjaro in sub-Saharan Africa. So that's something that we'll look at for, it's not in our guidance for FY27, but certainly will be a benefit to the late potential, a little bit of 27, but mainly 28 onwards. And then the generic strategy there, we also put a lot of investment in. And so we've got registration of our generic semaglutide, which is the generic of Ozempic in Canada. And so there we've got approval. We're just waiting for supply issues to be rectified in terms of supply of material. And then we will be good to go and launch in Canada. And our strategy is to launch in other markets like Brazil. We've also got our product in for registration in South Africa and other African markets and the Middle East. So I think the GLP-1 strategy is looking very solid and very exciting future. There's going to be a lot of competition in that market, but the market itself has got a lot of growth potential because there's a lot of benefit to those products for people from a health and lifestyle perspective.
What is the most profitable drug Aspen sells?
I think from a profit perspective, I can say that Mounjaro is probably one of our highest turnover products now. It's sort of right at the top. But in terms of profitability, we've got quite a lot of profitable products and our margins are very constant, but there's no one leading profitable. But if I look at turnover, I think Mounjaro certainly on the head. We've also got some very big anesthetic products, and we've got a local product in South Africa called Mibulin, which is a very strong brand as well in the headaches, analgesic space.
Just coming back to South Africa, do you think the government and the private sector is supporting Aspen as well as it could? Is there any buy local loyalty in South Africa you can see?
I think it's gone through a bit of a lull, and you might have seen that there was a lot of interaction between the pharmaceutical body and government, I think about 2 weeks ago, where government has realized that they need to put more support behind pharmaceutical. And so they had a meeting around pricing, local procurement, speeding up regulatory approvals and all of those things, because they realize that pharmaceutical business in South Africa has an important role to play in creating employment and giving people access to health. So I think it has gone through a bit of a tight space, but it looks like government's now, you know, ready to sit at the table and try and improve the landscape going forward.
Just lastly, you alluded to it earlier. You believe the next financial year is going to be significantly stronger.
Yeah, so I think we ended this year with a normalized EBITDA of around 7.7 billion. We've guided for next year to come in at least 9 billion. It's quite a chunky increase. The big driver of that's going to be the continued benefit we get from our sterile manufacturing. And commercial pharma obviously will continue to drive organic growth. And then, as you know, and we've now got no debt on our balance sheet, so we're going to save more than 1 billion rand of interest going forward. So if you put the savings on interest and our EBITDA growth, I don't think it's difficult to work out that we've guided that we're going to have substantial double-digit normalized earnings growth in 2027.
Sean, baie dankie. Dit was Sean Cabazorio, hy's finansiële hoof by Aspen.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.